All right, fighters, today on the show, we have Logan Schinholzer from Contractor Growth Network. He is one of our sponsors at this upcoming Mile High Profit Summit, which is in Denver, fall of 2022. Go ahead and go to thecontractorfight.com and check out the event if you're not yet signed up. But Logan and I had a great conversation today about telling the right story in your marketing. He gives a great tip at the end to help you win more over the next 18 months in your business. Anyway, I'm going to shut up and let's get to it here with my guest, Logan Schinholzer. Logan Schinholzer. See, I've heard Holzer and I've heard Holzer. What is it? Your dad says Holzer, doesn't he?
Schinholzer. Yeah. It's sir. It's very phonetic.
Yes, it is. Well, what's up, Logan Schinholzer?
What's up, man? Whenever I hop on a call with somebody, I'm like, I wonder if they're gonna get my last name right. But you've probably said my last name 5,000 times at least. So
gotta be.
You got the practice in.
I got the practice in, man. So how you been?
Good, man. I've been good. I appreciate it.
All right. Well, you just got married, man.
I got married about 3 weeks ago, went on a honeymoon right afterwards to Greece, and it was fun. I mean, it was a good time. I will say it's nice when you leave and the business, like, it grew since I was gone, like over that period. So like I checked in a couple of times just to see what was going on, but it was very nice and very stress-free knowing that like stuff at home is going to not only continue, but grow. So I loved it. It was a good time.
So you know what that means, right? You need to go away again.
and that's, I mean, I talked to like my top guy, Chris. He was like, Logan, like people have more space when you're not here. Yeah. So I'm like, cool, man. If you want me, I'll play pickleballs in the morning, come in late. Like I'm good with it.
Dude, we were on a team call in the fight. I think it was just last week, a smaller, not the whole team, but a few of us. And they were giving me shit about how, this is not a surprise to anybody, about how I dominate things and take them over. Mm-hmm. And so I muted myself. And then when I wanted to talk, I typed in the chat and said, can I share something? Like I'm trying to mute myself and not open my mouth. That's really hard. But so I have one question for you. You went to Greece. What's a better place to hang out, Greece or York, Pennsylvania?
Ooh, those are tough. I have been to York and I have been to Greece. I would say York is really well known for barbells and weights. But outside of that, I would have to hand it to Greece.
You're going to go with Greece? Okay.
I'm going to probably go to Greece every time. Yeah.
I probably do that. I don't know why I just thought it. I remember we used to have those events there. It was so funny. Anyway.
York, Pennsylvania in February.
Yeah, that's when we did them, was February. Yeah. Oh, my God.
But I will say, was inside that hotel. It was great because you could stay upstairs and then the conference was downstairs. So I don't think anybody, because it snowed, I don't think anybody left the hotel for 3 straight days.
Yeah. Well, the last time we had an event there, your dad got mad at Derek and I because Derek and I flew in to Baltimore.
Yeah. BWI.
And your dad needed us to Uber to his house. Derek and I said, let's have a quick beer. And 3 hours later, we were hammered in the fucking airport. We never got out of the airport. I don't know why I thought of that today. I haven't thought of that in a long time.
It was fun, man. It was. I will say, what humble beginnings. It was cool to see it all start there, and then now where it's gone. Like you know, where you take, because back then that was still Motor Hard. That was, I think, when you first got your motor tattoo, and then you changed the name. Shit, within a year later.
Yep.
So it was cool.
It was pretty crazy, man. It's and we were just talking about that before we hit record. We're not going to talk about this in depth here, but guys, if you're starting out right now, enjoy the newness of it. Enjoy this is a romantic time in your business, in the sense like it's, you're going to look back and go, hey, remember when we were in that tiny little shithole office? Or, you know, you're working today by yourself in the office and you were like, man, it kind of reminds me of the old days, right? And there's my dogs. But anyway, so we're going to talk about Mile High Profit Summit. Guys, if you haven't got your ticket yet, just get your ticket. Show notes will have the link for that, but you need to be there. But Logan and Contractor Growth Network, once again, are going to be a sponsor here. Super excited to have you guys part of it and all that stuff, buddy. Appreciate that. Mostly because I know the value you bring your clients and the results you get them and shit like that. Like it's impossible to go on social media and have somebody go, hey, I need a website for my contracting business, and have somebody not tag you guys and go, these fuckers made me a shit ton more money, you know, in the last year or whatever. So give us a flyby, 30,000 foot, 20,000 foot flyover, CGN, your marketing philosophy, how you approach things.
So the best way that I can describe this, and this is all the shit that I learned from you, and it's so funny thinking back to like working one-on-one of you, like teach me how to blog back in 2014. That's like the reverb that most, I think, people out here don't know about, but that was your thing. But that really was the first domino of everything afterwards. And it was all, you said one thing to me, and it was, you want your brand to be so strong that not only do people want to hire you, they want to work for you. And over the past 8 years, what I've really, really learned was the strength of a company's brand is directly related to their ability to increase prices. So what we focus on over here is at CGM is everybody offline. If you run a good business, and when I say good business, I'm not even talking about like the back office stuff. I'm talking about when you show up, are you courteous? Are you doing a good product? Or are you a total POS? And if you're not a POS, then there's probably a very good chance that if everybody in your area knew what it looked like to work with you compared to your competitors, your business would be completely different because you're doing all the great stuff offline. Your team is walking up and shaking the homeowner's hand, and you're honoring your warranties, and you're not showing up and flicking a cigarette butt out the window when you're in the person's yard. Well, when you then look online, which is how homeowners, prospects buy these days, is that the same picture? And 9 times out of 10, it's not. And 9 is probably a high estimate. So what we'd like to focus on over here is first, what are those amazing things that your ideal client really, really likes? Because most contractors are going to operate solely off referrals. Mm-hmm. Well, Tom, if I'm going to refer you out, I'm putting my name on the line.
Yeah.
So I must feel very strongly about whatever it is that you're going to do for this person, that I'm willing to risk my own name. Well, there's something about you that I really, really like, which is why I'm referring you out. But not everybody gets to talk to Logan first. Most people actually just go directly online. And whatever I'm saying about you clearly is good enough that I think that you should, you know, somebody should be hiring you. So let's take all that great stuff, put it online. So then that way everybody knows how amazing it is to work with you. Then from there, you can amplify everything out. But unfortunately, most people go in the opposite order, which is I just need a bunch of leads, but they've never stopped to actually think through, well, what are the amazing things that the people that I want to work with, which are the people that have money, they're not, you know, like they're not afraid of spending the money. They're not going to stand over your shoulder because they trust you and they're invested in the project enough that it's a great relationship. What do those people really want? Perfect. Let's take that, capture it, put it online in a way that other people know what it looks like to work with you. Then we can amplify it out from there. So we actually start at the end, not at the first step, which is where most people start, which is, hey, let's talk about Instagram ads and stuff like that.
I just, if you notice me looking down for a minute, I was scrolling on my phone to find a post I did because I wanted to ask you this question. Because I asked this question in a Facebook group the other day, and the answers were pretty shitty. Maybe it's the way I asked the question, so I'll take some responsibility here. But I asked the question, what would going all in on building your brand look like? And the answers I got, dude, were really funny. Like one person was like, taking a full day a week out of the field and focusing on branding. Another was changing your lifestyle for a period of time in order to fund your marketing, believing in the payoff. Logo, spreadsheet, website, train new guys, establish systems. You know, it's just kind of, and then I had the same thing on Instagram and people were like talking about logo and spending money on ads. How would you answer what going all in on building your brand would look like?
So I think the first thing just think about is what is the connotation or the definition of brand? Most people believe it is the colors, the fonts, and the logo. And that's what your brand is. But what your brand really is the things that people are saying about you when you're not in the room. It's very similar to company culture, but to me, it's you got your company culture, which is internal, and then you got your brand, which is more external. When you leave, are people saying, hey, that company had a really good logo? Or are they saying, hey, when that company came into my house, I felt well, you know, I didn't feel like I was a stranger. Mm-hmm. They felt courteous and they felt like they really gave a shit about me and my family. That actually is really what your brand comes down to. So what is going all in on your brand look like? The first thing is, first, identify really who you want to go after and what they're into. So we go in reverse where we go, well, the first thing I got to do is the Instagram ads. No. It's who do we want to go after and what do they really like? Because we had a client and they were saying, well, people in my area, they don't spend money like that on remodeling. Logan, you don't get it. And I was like, okay, what is your average remodel project cost? He said, oh, you know, 60 grand. Perfect. Do you have a Mercedes or a BMW dealership in your area? Well, yeah, we've got both. We even have Audi. Okay, perfect. So what you're saying is the people in your area are willing to spend money on expensive things that bring joy to them, but you're saying they wouldn't do that in the kitchen? And he said, well, you know, I never thought about that. And the reason was the way that he was approaching all this was not the same way that the homeowner that he was going after wanted. They want a high-end experience. If you're going to buy a Mercedes, you're not buying it because you need to get from point A to point B. There is a certain level of status that goes into it as well. Well, perfect. How do we take that same emotional feel that somebody's using to buy a Mercedes or an Audi or a Lambo or whatever it is and apply it to what you're doing as a brand? Because if your people are saying, I'm spending this money for status, perfect. Then let's hit on all the things that are going to appeal to their status. So you first have to identify what it is that your ideal client really wants. And then that way you can understand what are those quote unquote buying signals that they need. Then from there, the next piece is how do we consistently get in front of our perfect client over and over and over. And that to me is the conceptual side, then the tactical side. What do they like and what do we need to be doing? Then the tactical side is really where people start to come in and that's where they think of brand, which is the website, you know, your SEO, your Instagram, your Facebook, all that kind of stuff. But it really starts when you want to go all in, identify who you want to go after and what they're into. Then all the tactics, because straight up, tactics change. Yeah. Facebook wasn't here 20 years ago. It used to be yellow pages. But if you can conceptually understand exactly what it is that your ideal client, your perfect client, the person that is cool with you doing whatever in their home, as long as it's like in line with their vision, the concepts will stay the same because human nature doesn't change that much. The tactics is what changes, but most people go in the reverse order.
That's huge. Fighters, the profit you earn starts with the stories that you tell. Most contractors will never build their empire because they're telling the wrong stories. That's why I want to invite you to the Mile High Profit Summit, September 14th through 16th, 2022 in Westminster, Colorado. Listen, the world's at it again. Gas is going up. Inflation's on the rise. Ukraine's under attack. Uncle Sam's got his hand out. Your material costs have never been higher. Employees are nowhere to be seen. It seems like your business can't catch a break. But you know what? You got to ask yourself, is that necessarily true? You got to ask yourself, who's writing your story? And that's some of the stuff that we're going to dig into this fall at Mile High Profit Summit. So head to thecontractorfight.com/mile-high-profit-summit. Check out what we have going on and sign up because this thing is going to sell out quickly. Well, back to what you said, kind of to bring this full circle, you know, it's what's being said about you when you're not in the room, your brand. And it's really another word for that is story. What's the story being told about you? What's the story people think when they see your truck, your name, your company, your people, whatever? And again, I'm preaching to the choir here with you. I'm not preaching at you, but like an example, I can't tell how many times through the years my painting company was hired because of the way we would park a vehicle and work on the yard and keep and set up a clean job site. And the uniforms, our guys, we would literally get phone calls. And it was usually like an old guy across the street looking out the window during commercials breaks of Matlock. Anyway, he'd be like, I've been watching your crew for 3 days and these guys are dialed in. I want them to come paint my house. Like that that he wasn't online looking at us. He was. And so I think this is going back to what you said with identifying who that person is and their needs and wants and all that other stuff. But like, what is the, be intentional about the story you want told about your company and reverse engineer that, you know, speak yes. to that a little bit.
So here's, I'll show you what I mean by like, so when you say stories and people remember them, Tom, do you know when World War II started and ended date-wise?
I should know this. 1941.
Okay. When did it end?
And 45, I believe.
Yep. Perfect. Now, okay. Let me ask you this. You see how you kind of had to struggle for that? Because those are facts.
Yeah.
Do you remember what the opening scene of Saving Private Ryan was where they stormed the beaches of Normandy?
Every bit of it.
See?
Yeah.
Now, one is very easy to spit off 1941, 1945. And it might even be 39, depending on who you, like where it goes, sure. But either way. But when it brought up a story, which is this very niche, specific aspect of World War II, do you remember it? Hell yes, you remember it. Mm-hmm. Because that's the story, and that's what people really care about. Apple doesn't come out and go, boom, we got a phone, check it out. It's they when they pitch it and they talk about it on stage, it is all storytelling. And even mm-hmm. with my coach that I work with, when I boil it down and I explain exactly what it is that we do, he was like, Logan, so you're kind of like helping these contractors tell their own story. And I'm like, yes, that is actually when you boil it down what it is, because not only do people engage with stories, but they also remember stories way easier. So much so that when people do, and they had like a whole Netflix like documentary on like memory, when they do memory competitions, which is actually a thing, the way mm-hmm. that people do it is they assign nouns and characters to certain numbers. So if you have to remember like the numbers 1, 3, and 5, and 1 is a monster, 3 is a bridge, and 5 mm-hmm. is a bicycle, the way they remember it is instead of 1, 3, 5, they'll go, the monster walked under the bridge and hopped on the bicycle. And they keep going like that because it's yeah. all stories. Mm-hmm. So the biggest thing on this when it comes to like the branding and things like that is, what is the story that you are saying about yourself? Because in the absence of you saying a story, they will say the stories about you themselves. So we need to, it's like expectation setting. And you talk about this all the time with sales. In the absence of expectations, people will set their own. So somebody's going to go first. So either you're going to tell your brand story, or you're going to let Home Advisor or other mm-hmm. customers tell your story. And how much can you really control the narrative of what your company is really good at if you're not taking control of it and going first? Because most people, unfortunately, they don't realize it. They're living on defense. They're living their company not to fail. When in reality, if you live in on offense of, hey, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to put out my own story, explain why we're good. Well, it completely shifts the game. And the quote unquote old school contractors that have always kind of relied on referrals that are not taking this new approach of, we got to be on the offense, we got to be out there in the communities. Well, they're starting to fade away and they're starting to lose market share, while the new people, and I'm a firm believer of entrepreneurship is really a high energy game. The highest energy yeah. person is going to win. Uh-huh. Those people are the ones that are going to be proactively telling their story, putting out stuff, educating their clients. And by the time that people come back to them, the prospects come back to them, Home Advisor is not telling them what it should cost to remodel a kitchen. They are telling people what it should cost to remodel a kitchen. And now they're the expert, they're the authority, and they're the company that not only are prospects going to flock to, well, Google loves that shit. They're the ones that are going to start to rise up in the rankings as well. So it's holistic, but it all really starts with, what is your brand saying about your company?
I love that. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to share a quick example, because I'm going to let you ponder here, just because we're going to close with one tip that you got for people to win more in the next 18 months, right?
Yep.
So while you get your head around that, I didn't want to totally put you on the spot with it. I'm looking behind me on the camera. I have my values. I'm looking behind you on your camera. You have your values. So here's an example that I want to give people of how you tell your story. Okay. Just a social media example. Guys, you all have this phone. You don't need to have a lot of money. Okay. You have this fucking phone. When you have your values, okay, and we're telling a story, like people ask all the time, how do I tell a story about remodeling a kitchen, right? Or whatever it is, pick one of your values. So like, you know, earn confidence is one of ours in the fight. So guys, simply take your phone out and go, hey, you know, one of our values here at ABC Construction is we know that we have to earn your confidence. And I'm super proud of what's going on the job site right now. And you flip the camera on, you walk around, he goes like, look, there's no debris on the floor. Everything's swept. It's the end of the day. We're about to get out of here at the end of the day. I'm so proud of my crew. You know, they didn't leave anything out that's a hazard to kids running through here or whatever it might be, guys. Okay. You could take your values. That's storytelling. You're bringing, instead, what most people do, Logan, is they go, we're really clean and we never leave a mess and we're awesome and blah, blah, blah. But this story that, I mean, you know, Alan Decker and how many people have taken their fucking phones out, flipped it around, are like, I'm so excited to build this waterfall because the sun's going to go down every day right behind this and blah, blah, blah. It paints this picture and Ellen's phone is blowing up on Facebook Messenger doing hundreds of thousands a year in water features just from Facebook Lives and shit like that. So guys, story, don't complicate the storytelling. Bring us behind the curtain. Show us who you are. Even the bad shit. Like, you could take that earned confidence and go, you know, one of our values is this, and I got to take it on the chin here. I've dropped the ball somewhere, somehow, training the team or whatever, because this just doesn't look right. So I'm going to spend the next half an hour cleaning this up. Steve Spinelli did that on LinkedIn. He went in and reshot a bunch of door frames, painting himself that he wasn't happy with. He went to check them like on a Saturday, and he went back in on Sunday and sanded them down and reshot them before Monday. And he did a video about it. He's like, this just isn't cutting it for me, you know? And he's racking up big wins just by doing that. So guys, storytelling is the things you're already doing. Just share it with us, the good, bad, and the ugly. So, all right, Logan, One tip, man. What do you got?
The one tip that I will say is get eyeballs on your company. Most people, and I hop off a sales call with somebody last Friday, and his thought was, I only want to be found by the top 1% of people. But in reality, it's opposite. For you, Tom, and for me, we have kind of our sweet spot of the types of contractors we want to work with. But there's 22 million contractors out there. Tom, would you like to be known by all 22 million?
100%.
100%. Now, could you help all 22 million as it stands right now?
Maybe not.
Right. And it's the same way. But get the eyeballs on you and then let what your branding is supposed to do weed out the wrong people, bring in the right people, and help convert the in-between people. So I know it's kind of conceptual, but the tactical way that we do this is the website. Websites weeds out the wrong people, brings in the right people, and it will help convert those people that are kind of on the fence, because if you look generic online, then they're going to assume you're generic and you will get generic prices. Then you want to get everybody there to come in to your world, and that's where the amplification happens. So that's my one piece of advice. Get all the eyeballs on you and then let your brand do the talking to weed out the wrong, bring in the right, and convert the on the fence people.
That's gold. And it reminds me of the people that say, I can't imagine you not ever hearing what I'm about to say from your clients in the past. The guy who says, yeah, I've been in my area for a long time and I'm already well branded and everybody knows me. And I'm like, dude, you live in a town of 1 million people or 700,000 people or 150,000 people. I promise you. I mean, I think back to one of the companies I owned in the past. The population of our city was about 150,000 people. And I looked at my other competitors and I just kind of did like, I actually asked my paint suppliers, Ben Moore and Sherwin Williams, I said, hey, what is your store, just your store, individual store in the town, not the whole Chicagoland area at the time, just in the stores, what do you guys do a year in revenue to contractors? And they told me the number and I reverse engineered knowing it's around 15% of top line revenue. And I'm like, fuck, I haven't even scratched the surface of everybody knowing who I am in this town. And we had billboards everywhere. We had trucks everywhere. We were stepping on the gas. And so I'm glad you said that, because I think we often underestimate the amount of people that actually know we exist. Maybe 100,000 people have seen your fucking logo just in passing, but do they really know you?
And that's what it's all about. And fun fact on that, if you Google Sherwin Williams versus Benjamin Moore, one of our clients' blogs is number one in Google for that exact thing. Now, not everybody that's finding that article is in his direct service location, but when Google sees that, oh my God, this guy's number one in the world for this exact topic, which a lot of people look at. It boosts the brand up so much that now when anybody in that area in Ann Arbor searches for any painting related contractor, he's going to show up because it's a very, very, very strong brand. So don't worry about only getting in front of the top 1% of people in your very small area. Make sure everybody knows who you are and you'll be golden.
I love it, man. I love it.
Cool.
So, well, dude, I appreciate you hanging out here today. Guys, head to thecontractorfight.com/CGN or check it out in the show notes to check out Logan and CGN. Logan, where else do you want people to check you out online or anything like that, social or whatever?
Yeah, we do a lot of content. We have a YouTube channel named the same thing, podcast, you know, the same thing. But I would say just go right through contractorfight.com/CGN. And from there, you'll kind of start your journey with us. But, you know, we're like you, man. We're trying to educate on this one specific thing, which is contractor marketing, how to bring the right people in.
Good shit, man. And those of you that are going to Mile High Profit Summit, make sure you swing by, talk to Logan and the gang. And say, hey.
I'm the loudest one there, so you'll see.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
Cool.
That's that energy thing.
That's all it is.
There you go. Logan, appreciate you hanging out here today, guys. Give us a rating, review, share this with another contract. Get your ass to Mile High. Go check out thecontractorfight.com/CGN. Check out what Logan's got going on. And we'll see you guys next time in the fight.